It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Beautiful day in this neighborhood, outside and inside. I'd like to show you something that I brought today. See those fish? Three big fish and five little fish. Inside this box is a mobile. Something that you put together, you hang it, and it makes beautiful designs of fish. Let's try putting it together out in the kitchen, all right? Please won't you be my neighbor? It has little cards that tell you exactly how to do it. So step one, we'll just hang this first fish up on this hook. Isn't that a beauty? Ooh, beautiful fish. Step two. We're supposed to put this one onto this hook. What another lovely fish that is. Step three. Where are you going to go? Step four, right here, I believe. Beautiful wooden fish these are. Somebody painted them to look like real fish. The last time I wondered if fish ever dance. These sure look like they're dancing, hanging like that. Well, I've found a place where I understand that water creatures, not little fish, but big whales, really do learn to dance right along with people. And I'd like you to see that place. We'll come back to this mobile and these real fish a little later. But right now, let's go to that special place and see some big whales. This is the back pool here, and it's where Mike told me to meet him, so let's just go on in. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Fred.
Like you know my television neighbor, it's Mike Scarpuzzi.
Hi.
And what about your neighbor?
This is my friend, Shamu.
Shamu, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. This is Fred.
Hi, Shamu.
He's very gentle. You can go ahead and meet him. Go ahead.
You even touch him?
Sure, you can touch him.
I can't move. What's that sound that he makes? Oh.
That's how he breathes. He breathes from his blowhole on the top of his head. It's located right there.
Yeah. He's so smooth.
Yeah, he sure is. And I should hear.
He's got big teeth.
He has a lot of large teeth, doesn't he? But he's very gentle.
How did you get to be so interested in such beautiful creatures as whales?
Well, I first saw some dolphins, and I just fell in love with them. They're so interesting to me, and then I met a killer whale, and I, of course, loved them just as much.
You're not afraid? I mean, you call it a killer whale.
Right. Yeah, we call it a killer whale, but that actually comes from them killing other whales. They're actually a member of the dolphin family, and they just kill when they need something to eat. But they don't kill just for the sport of it. They're very gentle animals.
Well, how do you speak to them? I mean,
well, we don't speak to them like you and I speak.
Yeah.
By talking, but we speak with our hands and body signals, like our body movements. And like I will say to come up here with my hands, and he'll see that his eye is right there, and he'll come over to the side. See, he'll come over here.
Aha. Uh-huh.
See? That's his eye.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Come on, let's go in there.
Welcome back. Does he like to be stroked like that?
Yeah, he likes that a lot. When we get in the water with him and play with him, he likes it.
And he likes being here?
Oh, he loves it here. He likes the attention that we give him and all the play times that we have and the times that we spend together just getting to know each other.
It sure just does. Must be fascinating to have some creature like that to love.
It is. It is fascinating. And there's another friend that I'd like you to meet, too. Nemo and Diane. And they're over in the front pole. You want to go see him?
Sure.
Okay, let's go.
Is he going to come?
Yeah, he'll come, too. Come on. Diane. Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. This is Fred.
Fred,
this is Diane.
Glad to meet you, Diane. Who's your friend?
This is Namu.
Hi, Namu. Oh, my, isn't she beautiful?
She is, isn't she?
You love her, don't you?
Oh, I love her a lot.
Did you always love animals?
Oh, as long as I can remember, ever since I was very, very little.
As a little girl, what kind of animals were you interested in?
Well, I had some very unusual animals as my friends when I was little.
Did you?
I had some alligators and snakes. And some goats, deer, bears, zebras, a little bit of everything.
But you really learned to care for creatures like that, didn't
Very much.
You?
Yes.
And now you take care of whales.
Now I take care of whales.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It sure is.
Well, Fred, the four of us would like to show you some of the things that we like to do, Shamu, Namu, and Diane and I.
I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Where should I stay?
You can
right
just
here?
Stand right
yeah,
there,
right here.
And here comes Shamu right now, and we'll go ahead and go on in and do some playing.
Fine.
Okay, let's go, Dan. Good.
Oh, they're all waving. At us.
Saying hi
Hi. Hi to you.
Good. That was nice. Yeah, that was good weight. Hey, let's do some dancing with him, okay? Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
You all are good dancers.
You ready?
Together?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
It looks like you have such a good time.
Oh, I have a great time. We have something that we do together during our playtimes that we'd love to show you right now.
I'd be glad to see it. What is it?
Well, Nambu actually tosses me right up out of the water.
You mean with her nose?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see
that. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, bye. You really did do it. Does that feel funny?
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
it's
there's
a lot
Mike.
Of fun.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you all are so graceful. All four of you.
Thank you. Hey, do you have time for one more thing that Shamu, Namu, and Diane can show you?
Of course.
Good. The animals are going to leap right out of the water all by themselves.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Okay, Diane, why don't you go get
Let's
set up?
Go.
Good. She'll take them both into there. Good, and what's just going to happen is she'll send them, and then they'll leap right up out of the water right here, and then over there, and then back by where Diane is.
You mean by themselves?
By themselves. Let's step back here and we can watch.
All right.
Hey, there they go. Here comes the first one.
Oh,
they're
my.
Squirting too. Here comes the second one. Let's see if they squirt
Beautiful.
On this one too. And then one more. Right in front. Good.
Oh, that's just beautiful. Thank you, Mike. That was a real treat for us.
Oh, look. They're going again.
Going to go around again.
There, now they're all done.
Oh, I just love being here. So good to see you.
It was our pleasure, and you're welcome to come back and see us anytime.
Amazing things that people and animals can do with love, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Diane. Thank you. I like to be able to show you wonderful things. Let's go back to my place. Isn't that amazing and wonderful to see those people and those whales trusting each other so much? It takes a long time to be able to do that for the people and the whales. What splendid water dancers they are. Trolley. Yep, we're ready for some make-believe. Last time, we pretended that it was raining in the neighborhood of make-believe, and Corny was looking for a salesperson to sell his new dance rocket, the rocking chair you can dance in. Let's pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild finds out about the dance rocket, and she decides something for herself in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready? Ready, Charlie? Okay.
Good day to you, Charlie. Yep, I have a lot of deliveries today. Uh-oh, they're from Lady Elaine for a lot of people here. Good day and smooth delivery. Bye-bye.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, what a pleasant surprise.
Good day, Miss Polificant. What brings you away from your telephones?
Oh, someone sent King Friday this mobile, and I just thought I'd hang it out here for the day. Oh, and how nice it seems there's always a hook when you need one.
Well, that's good. Well, that's certainly a pretty decoration. Oh, I almost forgot. I have a delivery here for you.
Now, Mr. McFeely, what is it?
Well, there's one for you, and one for Queen Sarah, and one for Lady Aberlin.
I wonder who these are from.
A certain curator of a museum go-round.
Oh, well, isn't this interesting?
Well, I have more deliveries, so I better be on my way. I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Same to you.
Oh, why, Miss Polificate, Sarah. What a lovely surprise to see you here.
Oh, speaking of surprises,
yeah.
I thought I'd surprise you all with this hanging here today.
A crown mobile, why, it's charming. Looks like those crowns are fairly dancing there.
Oh, speaking of dancing,
yes.
Wait till you see what Lady Elaine sent to you, Lady Aberlin, and me.
What is it? Oh, it says you're invited. Come learn to dance at the Always Happy Dance Studio. Everything you ever wanted to know about dancing. From your dance mistress, Lady Elaine Fairchild, Museum Go Round.
Well, what do you think of that?
I didn't know that Lady Elaine was a dancer.
I didn't either.
Hello, Miss Polificant.
Oh, Lady Aberlin.
Sarah. Oh, what a clever mobile.
Yes.
Someone sent it to the King and Queen, and I thought it'd be lovely to hang out for today.
It certainly is.
I think it looks like those crowns are dancing.
Dancing crowns. What a royal idea, Aunt Sarah.
Oh, wait till you see the invitation that came from Lady Elaine.
What is it?
This.
Always Happy Dance Studio? Dance mistress? What do you suppose she's planning?
Well, why do you say that, Niece Aberlin?
It just may have something to do with the new chair that Corny is selling.
Oh, well, do you think we should go to the Always Happy Dance Studio?
I'll check into it and let you both know what I've discovered.
Very good.
Well, what does Uncle Friday say about it?
I haven't talked with him about it.
Well, he didn't get an invitation.
Oh.
Just you? Lady Aberlin and I here at the castle.
Oh. I see. Talk with you both later.
Okay.
Farewell.
Farewell, Lady Aberlin.
Meow, meow, meow. Think, meow, meow, Aberlin.
I think you look beautiful, Henry. Where are you going?
Meow, meow, Always Happy Meow Studio.
Oh, you got one of these, too.
Mm-hmm. Meow, meow, going?
I'm not sure. I'm going to look into it a little bit more before I decide.
Meow, 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 learn meow ballet.
Oh, you probably do very well with ballet, Henrietta. You're so graceful.
How in the world are you two today?
Hi, Ed.
You're fine.
Just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm nifty-glifty.
Did you find your rainbow for sliding?
No, but I sure had a good time looking for it. Oh. Say, Henrietta, what are you all dressed up for?
Meow, 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 learn meow dance.
Oh, to dance. Are you going to teach her, Lady A?
No, she's thinking of going to Lady Elaine's new dance studio.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that.
You didn't get one of these?
I don't think so.
Meow, meow didn't either.
Daniel didn't either.
Meow.
Uncle Friday didn't get one? And Daniel didn't, and you didn't.
No.
I think I'll ask Corny whether he did. See you all later.
Okay, Lady Evelyn. Anyway, I'd rather fly.
It's just the principle of the thing. Bye-bye, you all.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow.
Bye, Lady A.
Hi. Hi. I was hoping I'd see you, Lady Averlin.
How's the dance racket selling?
Not very well, I'm afraid.
What's the matter?
Well, we can't find the one that Corny had just finished the last time you were here.
You mean the one that was sitting right here, the one I sat in and danced in?
That's the one. It doesn't seem to be anywhere around here.
Have you seen one of these?
You're invited. Lady Elaine, a dance mistress? No, this is the first one I've seen.
You didn't get one yourself?
No, I didn't.
Why don't we take a little walk over to the museum ground and ask a few questions?
You think we might find out something about the dance rocket?
You can always try.
Okay. See, it's not there.
I shall speak to you on point, friends.
Lady Elaine, we'd like to speak to you about a certain chair point.
What chair, dear?
The dance rocket from Corny's factory.
Well, now, wasn't that sweet of him? I mean, men are really good for something.
What do you mean, Lady Elaine?
Well, Corny must have heard that I was starting the Always Happy Dance Studio, and he made that lovely dance rocket for me.
Oh, you just saw it and took it, huh?
Of course. It had the word dance on it, and after all, I'm the one who's patronizing the dance these days.
That chair had nothing to do with you, Lady Elaine.
It didn't. Aw. I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I borrowed it for a while. Now, when are you going to come to my dance studio, Lady Evelyn? You can always learn something.
Well, perhaps Mr. Aber and I will come together.
But he's not invited.
Why not?
Because he's a man.
And why aren't men invited?
Because men don't dance, that's why. See ya.
But Lady...
Lady Elaine has some mighty strange ideas.
Here's one man that dances.
Well, let's dance over to Corny's factory and tell him where his dance rocket just happens to be.
I'm all for that.
Oh, you said it, Charlie.
Do our best, Charlie.
Dancing is something that many creatures do, boys and girls, women and men. Do you know anybody who likes to dance? Do they dance fast or slow? All kinds of ways. I have a film here that I would like to show you. It's of some fancy fish. See if you think they look like they're dancing. Put it on picture here. Some fish look fancier on the outside than others, like some people. Mm-hmm. But You know, and I know, that everybody's fancy one way or another. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, so is mine. Let's feed the fish, the live fish. These fish may not be as fancy as some of the other ones that we've seen today, but these are the ones that I take care of, and they depend on my care. So these fish are very special to me. You know, just like you depend on your parents, on the people who love you and take care of you. So you're special to them. Just the way you are. I think I'll just leave this right here for a while. I'll come back later and pack that up. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Doesn't matter how fancy you are, people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.